right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're gonna bring you some more Dead Days.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and bring you just a little bit more Dead Days, and I want to kind of do this again every other month, just kind of with some of the other games. Like, we'll see what happens. But I know you like it, so let's go ahead and get started. As hard as it was to believe, I was being charged right now. My depleted energy was rapidly coming back to me, but it wasn't from some sort of energy drink. It was from electricity. Haha, what the hell? I couldn't help but laugh. A full charge will last anywhere from 1 week to 10 days. However, please be aware this depends on your physical condition. Excessive activity or caloric deficit will result in greater power consumption. So, please conduct yourselves in a healthy, regular manner during your downtime. You'll be contacted again and this fashion details when and where to meet for your next job. So I hope we can count on your future participation. Naturally, you're free to refuse. However, in the event you will not receive any additional compensation, your country thanks you for your service. Take care and return home. The message stopped there. No one said anything. They were probably feeling the same way I was. How long were we going to be at the stranger's beck and call, forced to assemble any time they snapped their fingers? But if we didn't comply, we were as good as dead. Our batteries would slowly drain until they were empty. These working conditions were beyond exploitative. So, that means I really did die. It was a shocking realization, but somehow I'd known all along. Nothing could surprise me at this point after all the crazy shit I'd seen. Besides, who would I even complain to? The future was the most important thing to worry about now. When people get really hopeless, surprisingly they don't tend to get angry or sad. It's like all the emotions leave their body or something. Except... Hey! What the hell is happening to me? My dick was getting so hard it hurt. Couldn't my lower half read the mood? I thought I could at least wallow in the feeling of being a tragic hero, but my stupid dick was kind of ruining that. Wasn't there some condition where exhaustion caused hard-ons? Either way, I was insanely horny. I felt like I hadn't been laid in 6 months. I was pitching a massive tent in my pants that I was sure everyone could see. I really wanted to have sex with a girl, like I wanted to fill her up with my cum. To be honest, I didn't care who it was as long as she had a pussy. Oh shit, what the hell? There was some pussy right there. It seemed like two ladies were feeling something too. Or the two ladies, rather, guys. Their cheeks were flushing, eyes dreamy, and nostrils flared. They were breathing heavily, and seemed to be sweating from arousal. Damn, I wanted to fuck them so bad. Ira and Minami, both of them, right now. My body, like, feels funny. I can't take it. Each of them was dripping wet between their thighs like they pissed themselves. But it wasn't piss, it was pussy juice from two freakishly aroused people. They stumbled shakily towards me and Tengen, like zombies in a movie. Hey, what's wrong with you? Tengen was strangely composed. I can't hold back anymore. It feels like I'm gonna die. Come on, stick it in or I'll die, for real! Minami let out a sorrowful cry. Ira was staring at me with pain in her eyes. Now I understood. They were feeling the same thing I was. They wanted to fuck as soon as possible, didn't they? They felt like if they didn't, they'd suffocate and die, didn't they? You could say this was like an emergency with people's... Excuse me, lives at stake. In that case... Can we just start doing it here? Hey, what's gotten into you? Tengen was cut off mid-sentence. The two girls tackled both of us to the pavement. I could see the stars overhead. Even though it was the middle of the night, when everyone should be asleep, we were still in the middle of a residential area. If anyone came by, they'd get an eyeful. But I couldn't care less. My sex drive had completely taken over at this point. And the two girls seemed the same way, maybe even more so. I could tell from the look in their eyes how they were breathing, just like a couple of bitches in heat. The sounds of rustling clothes echoed through the night. Hurry! Minami straddled Tengen and fondled between his legs with both hands, breathing heavily. She was like a female molester. Hey! Tengen pushed against her lightly, making a show of struggling but not putting up much resistance. Not that any guy in his right mind would refuse a beauty like her. A busty beauty like her, but things progressed about like you would expect. There we go. Get it out! Come on! Are you serious? I know I shouldn't, but... Minami hesitated for a moment, but apparently she couldn't resist the urges building inside her. Her forehead was dripping sweat and her cheeks were flushed red. She writhed painfully on top of him, pulling his pants down and shoving her hands into his underwear. Hey now! I can't stop. I know this is unforgivable, but... Struggling to catch her breath and shaking her head back and forth, she tried to pull his dick out. Hurry! Her eyes were moist and her breathing was hot and heavy. She looked like a porn star making a big show of how horny she was. But her expression was totally sincere. I'd seen a girl tripping on some kind of drugs at a party once, but I don't remember her face looking like this. Personally, I never touched that stuff, but what other people did was their own business. The look in Minami's eyes was far, way farther gone than that other girl. She was like a sex-crazed spunk junkie. Damn. With a joyful cry like she just discovered treasure, she pulled out Tengen's cock. But unfortunately, the dick that she was sacrificing her dignity for was totally limp. No! Why? She didn't make any effort to hide her frustration and disappointment. She screamed in despair like she discovered an oasis in the desert on the verge of death, only to find it was completely dried up. No! No! Ah, no! She shook her head violently and pressed her crotch against his dick. Her hips started rocking back and forth like they were driven by instinct as she pleasured herself against him. What did she mean by no in this situation? Was it about a soft dick or her own indecent behavior? Or maybe both? She kept crying no over and over as her hips restlessly rubbed back and forth trying to give Tengen's little friend some encouragement. No, I shouldn't, but... She had on surprisingly modest panties, considering how stylish the rest of her outfit was. Too impatient to remove them, she simply slid the crotch to the side, rubbing her naked pussy against his dick. Rub me. She was masturbating by grinding her whole body against his cock. Minami's voice steadily grew hotter and wilder. The juice from her pussy was making sloppy, wet sounds. The powerful scent of her sex tickled my nose, and I could feel it hot in my bones. I shouldn't, but I have to. I have to hurry. Yes! Even in his confusion, Tengen couldn't resist the pleasure of her sopping wet pussy rubbing against him, and before long his dick was standing fully erect. I mean, if you could even call that an erection. It's good enough. Finally. She cried out with joy and relief as she stared entranced by his hard cock. Minami raised her hips slightly. She rubbed her slit from the base of his cock to its tip, purposely coating it with her juices. Yes! She moved her hips like a pro to get him slick and without pausing pressed his cockhead between her pussy lips. And then she sank down, greedily devouring it. She cried out with pleasure as she took him down to the base. It's in! Her face contorted. Whoops, excuse me, guys. Her face contorted and an erotic moan echoed through the night. Her body shuddered on top of the man. She was so shamelessly straddling. No, wait, did she just come? She came just from putting it in. No way, that was normal. Something was going on with her body. Ugh. She'd already reached a spectacular climax, but Minami immediately started bouncing furiously without even catching her breath. Her ass made slapping sounds. Pop, 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 as her hips went up and down. I could hear wet noises coming from where they were joined. It's so hot in. It's so hot down there. No, I can't stop. I have to. What? What was that? This is more than simple debauchery. Driven by an insatiable, unstoppable urge, Minami couldn't stop fucking even if she wanted to. I thought that was super hot. I mean, even before she started acting like this, my dick had already been hard enough to hammer nails. Pre-cum was oozing continuously from the tip. So much had leaked out that it looked like I'd already come in my pants. My insides are so hot, and my whole body is going crazy. Same here. I wanted to be balls deep in some pussy ASAP. I didn't care about anything but plunging myself in and out of a girl's hole, shooting my load into her. Shit, what do I do? Iris seemed to be in heat, just like Minami. She was breathing heavily, reaching for the bulge in my pants with both hands. Except it was taking her forever to get them undone. What the hell? What's wrong with these things? Her fingers were trembling and she couldn't get me unfastened. It was also probably because she was so turned on, but I got the feeling that she was also inexperienced. That was when it hit me. This girl. Are you a virgin? God damn it. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I returned bright red and started struggling even harder. Get out! Of course I'm not a... Right. Under normal circumstances, I would have graciously offered to take the lead, but right now I just didn't have the patience. Was there even any point in waiting for this dumb attention whore to get her act together? No, I wanted to fuck her and come at her, and I wanted to do it right now. There was no telling how much longer I could hold out. Hey, if you don't know what you're doing, then step aside. Hey, what are you doing? So I threw her to the ground instead. I'd never been this rough with a girl before, even for a one-night stand, but these were extenuating circumstances. I had to get in her pussy as soon as possible and fuck her till I came, or else I wasn't gonna make it. Ah, but are you scared? Don't be stupid. Ira acted tough, but it was obviously just a front. Honestly, couldn't care less, though. I wanted to fuck her now. All I could think about was nutting. I pulled out my raging hard-on and spread her legs apart, forcing myself between them. Wait! Are you for real? Isn't this what you wanted? No, but... She probably thought her first time would be different, I guess. But there was no stopping me now. She was protesting, but her body was ready. And her pussy dripping wet. I couldn't be bothered to take off her panties or even warm her up. Here it comes. I pulled the crotch of her underwear aside and thrust my veiny throbbing cock into her all at once. Forcing her tight pussy open, I plunged myself inside and heard Ira moan in obvious pain. Her face twisted and broke out in a cold sweat. You're inside me! I pushed a little deeper, and my dick met with firm resistance. Her reaction was even more strained, but I didn't care as I forced myself all the way inside. She may have been in pain, but her pussy was sopping wet. Her hot folds squeezed around me. She was so hot inside, I thought my dick would melt. Oh, I need more. I need it harder. I need it or else. Is that a QR code on her leg? Feeling immediately satisfied, I could hear Manami's cries of pleasure and Tengen's low moans. I reveled in the feeling of being inside as I glanced over at them. Sorry, guys. Ah, fuck me harder. Deeper. I need you to pound me with your hard cock. Things are getting crazy over here. Spurred on by Manami, Tengen thrust his hips higher. I turned back to Ira and looked down where we were connected. Sure enough, my dick was covered in bright red blood. Virgins were so annoying. They needed so much attention during and after. Well, that didn't really apply right now, though. I started thrusting. Using my throbbing cock to dig out her bloody virgin pussy, all I could think about was my own pleasure. Each time my dick bottom out, Ira let out a humiliated moan. I guess even a dumb attention whore like her wasn't too happy that her first time was outdoors with someone she barely even knew. Was she really that vapid? Some girls were like that. They acted tough, but they were all talk. Shit, that's... Oh? I really didn't care about her pain or humiliation or any of that, but Ira's reactions had visibly changed. The look of pain had vanished and her voice had gotten more exciting. Even the humiliation on her face seemed like it was more out of shame and her own arousal in this situation than from having her virginity taken. It really turned me on. The harder I thrust, the lewder her voice got. It's so deep. Was she already coming? As I railed her, I felt her pussy start contracting around me. Her voice trembled and I felt her pussy clench again. Her folds caressed my shaft, milking it from the base. The taut ring of her cervix sucked against the sensitive tip of my cock. Shit, my hips were starting to shake. My mind was going numb. The pleasure was making me dizzy. My dick was a perfect fit for her pussy. What the hell was she spreading her legs wider for me? Alright, if she says so. Yeah. It's so deep. Again. I slammed into her over and over. I didn't really care if she enjoyed it or not, but the more this bitch got turned on, the tighter her pussy got, which worked in my favor. Give me a second, guys. Alright, we're back. Right there. Ah, you're so deep. It just keeps going. Shit, 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 shit. Ah, what's wrong? Shut up. Fucking bitch. Hey, you're scaring me. No, that's too rough. No, wait. I was no different from the rest of them, including this whore. We become wild animals, consumed by our desire to fuck. No, it wasn't that simple. Shit, what's happening? Fuck! For some reason, I was getting really irritated. and I hurled profanities as I violated Iris' body. With each thrust, I felt a wave of pleasure in my bones so intense that I thought I'd melt. I mean it, that's too hard. Hey, you're gonna, huh? Shit, you're gonna break me in half. Be more gentle. It's my first time. I don't give a fuck. Spewing abuse at her, I started making short, rapid thrusts deep inside. Her pussy tight from either pain or pleasure or both brought me closer and closer to the edge as I sprinted towards the finish line. The only thing I could think of was blowing my load inside of her. I'd never been this consumed by lust with any of the other girls I'd had sex with before. I'm coming again! That's probably not a good voice. That almost sounded like the penguin. The old one, not the new one. And of course she says, I want you to come too. Shoot your load inside me. I want your hot, sticky gum. Manami's voice turned shrill and her hips buckled wildly. Well, they bucked wildly. As she came again. Who knows how many times that made. If you keep doing that, I really will come. Yes, come in me, breed me, give me a baby. We have to make a baby. She was begging a complete stranger to nut inside her. In fact, she was wildly sliding her wet hole up and down over his cock, trying to bring him to orgasm. I had no idea what could have made Manami act like that. But I couldn't understand my own behavior any better. Because you were probably giving her a fucking world-class D. She's like, I'll take the baby now. Give me the baby. I wanted to get her pregnant. I wanted to fill her with my cum and defile her eggs with my sperm. I'm gonna fuck a baby into you! It's probably not a thing to say to your wife when you're trying to get her pregnant. Come on, bitch, take this child! What? I shouted my vicious male instincts, but it was all too intense for Ira's first time, and she didn't seem completely there. With a surge of force, I thrust my swollen cock into her. I feel it! I'm going to come! It's so hard and thick, something hot is coming! You're damn right it is! Some molten lava! Ira lay back and took it. She gave in to my rough fucking, the sensory overload robbing her of reason, her body trembling weakly. Saliva dribbled out from her parted lips and her eyes lost their focus. She's enjoying it, that's what those sounds mean. I violated Ira, she screamed like she'd forgotten how to talk. I was right on the edge. Hold on! I'm supposed to put the baby in you! You're not supposed to become the baby! This isn't how this works! I'm coming! I was coming. I was about to fill up this whore with my cum. Please, shoot your load in me! I don't even care anymore! Is it getting bigger? It's so hard and thick inside me. It is getting bigger! Have my baby! I used the force of my entire body to ravage her insides and shouted something I'd never said to a girl before. Come get this nut! I moaned as I shot my load, and Ira reached an even greater climax. But my voice combined with the shock of my cum filling her scene. And that would try that all over again. But my voice combined with the shock of my cum filling her seemed to bring her back to her senses. It's so deep inside me, deep in my belly. I can feel it spurting hot inside me. Oh, and here she goes. She's coming now. There's a lot of coming going on. Manami's voice trembled with the ecstasy, which seemed to drown out the sounds of confusion. Even now, she was greedily rocking her hips, wringing the sperm from this man she just met. Shoot it in me. Fill up my insides. I actually came inside. It's okay. It's fine. Give me a baby. Grind your cock into me. Fill me up with everything you got. Ugh. Tengen thrust his own hips high into the air in response to her begging. It's like his whole body twitched with each spurt of cum and Manami spasm as she arched backward. I'm still coming! What do you think you're doing? Why are you coming inside me? What am I gonna do if I get pregnant? As my cum shot deep inside of her, her complaints immediately turned to cries of pleasure. I'm gonna get pregnant, no stop, I can't, die, my hips, my body! I savored the feeling of coming inside a deflowered virgin. Despite her confusion, Ira forced her own crotch against me in excitement. As she climaxed, her pussy tightened about my spurting dick. There's no spouting there. Like it was trying to suck the cum right out of me. Vacuum. You're coming again! My hot load filled her up and she shook with another climax. Ira's body arched before gradually going limp, collapsing in a heap on the ground. I kept squirting into her as she lay there. I came an insane amount. Cum mixed with blood spilled out of her, making a pink froth where we were joined. The smell of sex hung heavy in the air. I was still basking in the pleasant numbness as it slowly faded. With each pulse of cum, the clouds in my mind started to clear. So hot, so much cum inside me, so much! Manami basked in the afterglow while Ira was on the verge of passing out. I was also breathing heavily, finally free of the mysterious urge. Now that I could think clearly, I realized it was the first time I'd gone raw, let alone come inside someone. And it was with a virgin, no less. Normally, I would have been worried about birth control and all that, but I didn't have any room left in my brain. Damn. It was like I had to bust a nut as fast as possible or else I would have suffocated. It's definitely unlike any sex I've ever had before. What the hell was happening to my body? It was over. Now that I could think clearly, I realized just how insane I've acted. Naturally, it was the first time I'd had group sex outdoors, and I clearly hadn't been thinking straight. When had I ever been that obsessed with sex before? Even when I was a virgin who thought about nothing but sex, I never would have considered doing it on the side of the road. Even so, being guys, Tengen and me were lucky that awkwardness was all we had to deal with. Seeing the reactions of the two girls as they straightened their clothes kind of soured me on the experience. You're really messed up. Ira crouched on the ground with her face buried in her hands. Who would have guessed that a shameless attention whore like her was a virgin? I mean, the whole situation of four people who just met having group sex was ridiculous. What had gotten into us? Manami was sobbing with regret. So where did that debauched behavior come from? I stood with my mouth shut amidst the heavy atmosphere when another alert sounded on my phone. I looked down at the screen, opening the group chat. I saw messages popping up one after another. My apologies. There was something I neglected to inform you of. Each of you is presently undergoing a profound physical transformation, so please exercise caution. To be specific, you will undergo regular periods of abnormally heightened sexual arousal. Your physical bodies are continuously working against their natural state. It's necessary to emulate quasi-biological activity in your deceased state load. Okay, here we go. Finally! The load created by deceiving your natural impulses is canceled by overstimulating your reproductive drive. This is in order to feed your cells and impulses the false information that you are alive. Without this, your cells and impulses would correctly determine that you are in fact dead. There's a risk that this electrical stimulation could cause your quasi-biological activity to cease. Seems like there was something we forgot in the backlog. Now it all made sense, so that's why everyone had started acting so weird a few minutes ago. It was information that would have been nice to have earlier. They knew exactly what was going to happen to us, but decided not to say anything until after it was over. This person was even more sick and twisted than me. I wondered what they looked like. In case of men, the reproductive urge is satisfied by ejaculation. In the case of women, it's satisfied by intravaginal insemination. This will terminate the abnormally heightened sexual arousal. This violent reproductive urge counters your death impulses. Resisting it will also result in death-like agony. So I would recommend immediately dissolving those urges. These urges are automatic and have nothing at all to do with your personality or sexual values. So do not allow yourself to feel guilty. The occurrence of these episodes can be predicted. The frequency coincides with work with like what you engage in tonight. It's believed to have something to do with the amount of adrenaline secreted. So I recommend you spend your days quietly and abstain from any risky behaviors. Great job tonight. That last message was dripping with malice and sarcasm. Or there was just something about the writing style that pissed me off, especially all those so texts. Did you all see this explanation just now? It sounds like we don't need to worry. I said in a softened voice, checking in on the girls in their fragile mental state. There was a chance the four of us might be working together again in the future. It seemed like the group chat was fixed. If that happened, I didn't want any of them causing trouble for me. It was no big deal, and I didn't want it hanging over things. We couldn't help ourselves. This says it's completely uncontrollable, like some sort of physical attack. Don't cry, Manami-san. I feel really guilty about all this, too. There wasn't a shred of truth in any of that, but I was really good at playing the naive, good-natured schoolboy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound like I was blaming you. I wish I could just forget all this, but I can't. She turned her swollen eyes towards me and Tengen. Tengen let out a heavy sigh. Well, I try my best to forget, but... Can't we all come to some sort of arrangement so this doesn't happen again? Huh? What do you mean? I'd like to avoid another incident like tonight, where we suddenly start having this kind of wild group sex. This could get in the way of our working relationship going forward. Things are already really awkward. He shared at least some of my concerns, but somehow he managed to stay calm and rational during the episode. I agree. At the very least, we should avoid having sex with each other. Suddenly, something hit me in the back. Ow, what the hell? I turn around and see Ira. She scowled resentfully as she punched me in the chest. It hurt a little, and I wish she wouldn't hit me so hard. You took it from me. Huh? Her virginity? So what? It was just like having your appendix out. No big deal. Having you be my first is like a total bummer. Would you have rather done it with him instead? I would have rather done it with neither of you. She kept whining and wouldn't leave me alone. What a pain in the ass. Was it because she was a bimbo or a virgin or both? It didn't matter either way. Maybe I should just humor her to make things easier going forward. So you weren't happy having me be your first? I'm not into scrawny guys like you. I see, but I'll try to make it up to you however I can. Huh? I may not be strong, but I'll do my best to protect you. Apparently she liked manly types, so I tried channeling that sort of character. It was hard to say with a straight face. Huh? Where did that come from? It doesn't sound like you at all. Pretty funny, though. At least I managed to get a smile out of it. Well, maybe I laid it on a little thick. At least I'd improved my image with her. She was just as dumb as she looked. Can we go home now? Manami sounded exhausted. Killing that specter and all the sex afterward must have really taken it out of her. Yeah, it sounds like they'll let us know the next time they need us. It looked like we were about to disband for the night.
Asuka.
But where are we?
ここどこだよ?
I completely forgotten. I opened up the map on my phone to find out where we were right now. We were in Saitama, just outside Tokyo. There was a station for a private rail line nearby, but of course the trains weren't running at 3 in the morning. Couldn't we at least get a pickup or something? If this were some kind of manga, I could picture someone in a dark suit and sunglasses coming to collect us in a black van. I used to think that kind of constant supervision would be suffocating, but it was actually pretty considerate. At least it meant they cared about you. The treatment we were getting made me feel cheap or disposable. They probably had a ton of other people just like us. Reality was a lot darker than fiction.
家まで結構遠いな。 みんな、帰りタクシー相乗りしない?
My house is so far from here. How do you guys feel about sharing a taxi?
クレジットカードが使えれば私が立て替えておくわ。
I can use my credit card and you can all pay me back. Talk about mature. Grown-ups were so dependable, or so I thought until I heard from the other adult in the group.
少し金を貸してもらえないか?
Can I borrow some cash from one of you?
一文なしなもんだな。 今夜は適当な場所で夜露をしのぐつもりだが。
I'm completely broke. I just need to find some kind of shelter for the night. He made an embarrassing request for money. Totally broke? Don't tell me this guy was homeless. Well, it wouldn't hurt to lend him some money. Having him in my debt could come in handy later.
ああ、別にいいよ。アツカ、みんなで乾杯してあげね。
Oh, it's no problem. Why don't all of us pitch in? I gave Tengen several 1,000 yen bills that I had planned to use on cab fare. Ira and Minami did the same. Sorry, I owe you. It's NBD. We're in this together. She thought of this sketchy guy as one of us? Sorry, but I'll pass on that. Well, let's get going. I think the main road was that way. Our voices carried surprisingly far in this quiet residential neighborhood in the middle of the night. We were lucky no one had called the police. My long day was finally over. Gypsy Q. Alright guys, so that's all we're going to do for right now on this one. Don't worry, we'll do some more next month. And don't worry, you can check the game out in Manga Gamer exclusively. That's where you're going to get it. Alright guys, so I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.